Well, on Super Bowl Sunday, it is fitting that I'm joined in the studio now by Northwest Vipers player and PRO Dylan Coyle and newly appointed head coach Paul O'Donnell, who is also on the board of the American Football Ireland. You're both very welcome. Thanks for popping up to see us.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Paul, I'll start with you. Before we get on to the Super Bowl stuff, maybe we'll have a chat about the Northwest Vipers. You're the new head coach of the only American football team in the Northwest. Your season gets underway in a few weeks. You'll be chomping at the bit to get going, I'm sure.
Can I wait? We hadn't the best season last year, and we're turning around. So, yeah, definitely looking to get started now in the 1st of March against the South Dublin Panthers. Everything's going really well so far. And just looking forward to getting it back into the games.
And Dylan, raring to get back onto the pitch, I'm sure. As Paul was saying, it all starts with a home game, I think, against the South Dublin Panthers, 1st of March. Maybe tell us a wee bit more about some of the other teams you'll come up against throughout the season. Who's in the mix?
Yeah, so we currently compete in, our senior kiddie team currently compete in the American Football Ireland Division 1. So we're hoping they have a couple of good battles with close by teams, the Causeway Giants and the Antrim Stags this year. We make a long trip down to Wexford to play the Eagles at some point during the season as well. So, listen, we have 4 home games and 4 away games, and we just kind of have to take them one step at a time.
And those games against Causeway and Antrim, they'd be kind of your local derbies, would they be?
I would say so. Last year, we played the Stags 3 times, so we did. So we played them twice in the season, beating them once and falling short of them once. And then we got to meet them then for a third time then within the American Football Ireland Division 1 Shield playoffs then, where we came out on top.
Great stuff. And Paul, you have a home now at the Vale Centre, which is an American football pitch now. It must be such a boost to have a ground where you can call home.
It's essential. You need to have a sort of a base because that just brings it. It's a place where everyone comes together, like, you know, and you treat it as your own. You understand the pitch. You know the sort of the good parts and the bad parts. And it just gives you more of an identity, something to sort of relate to when you're there. The Hope Crown behind us, that's what we're looking for. Like, you know, so we want to try and get as many people down as possible in any of our home games, just to keep the noise up.
Yeah, and maybe that's the audience, but it's actually not too late to join up as well if you're interested in playing this season. If anybody's listening to this and they think, geez, you wouldn't mind giving American football a go, how do they get involved?
Basically, if they just reach out to us on our social medias, there's a position for everyone. That's the thing about American football. It's not just really athletic sort of speedsters. It's big guys, small guys, fast guys. We have a lot of guys who maybe have never really played team sports before, so this is their first sort of chance to come on. So look, we're always looking forward to add new guys to the team. The coaching squad with myself, we'll do all we can to sort of show the boys the ins and outs of it and help develop them and find the right position for them.
And Dylan, I believe there's also flag football for both men and women at the club. You've now got underage teams, women's teams. The club has really gone from strength to strength, and it's great to see the progress being made over the past few years.
Yeah, absolutely. We've definitely seen great development within our flag squads over the past few years and our youth squads. So our flag, which is our mixed flag team, which is for both men and women, that normally runs in the summer months. Our women's flag team is currently recruiting as well. So for any of the ladies out there who might be interested in getting involved in American football, definitely reach out to us. We've also got a youth team as well, which is gearing up as well, hopefully for their 6th season now. In the coming months now, hopefully over the summer, we'll get back to it.
Yeah, and Paul, you're part of the board at American Football Ireland, is that right?
Yeah.
Last year you saw the arrival of the NFL in Dublin. Talk to us a wee bit about what something like that can do for the growth of the sport here in the country.
Unbelievable. There's 6 teams now that are actually affiliated to Ireland. They have the marketing rights from NFL teams. Maybe 4 or 5 of them have worked alongside ourselves at AFA. So we have the Steelers, obviously, they're probably the biggest one at the moment. The Jaguars, we have the Jets. Those are the 3 main ones that have sort of engaged with ourselves as an organisation. We have the Titans are starting to come on board now and starting to get more interested. And then you have the Green Bay Packers and the Kansas City Chiefs. All have marketing rights, so they all will be working with us as an organisation. But the top 3, especially the Steelers, unbelievable. Just to see a sort of a global monster like the NFL coming on here and the impact that it has. We've had teams, school teams going and representing Ireland and flag there at the Pro Bowl there last week. Did really well. I think they beat the German team, which is always a good sort of victory. But there's more and more people. We've more and more people contacting us directly asking about how do you start a team? How do you get involved in this? How do you play flag? It's just phenomenal. And we can only see it growing more and more.
Yeah, and I think I heard during the week there that there's no NFL game here this year, but maybe next year we might get another game back here.
I believe that there's more like a 2-year strategy where there it's maybe a year on, a year off. Obviously, I can't say that for sure because the NFL are the NFL. They're in charge. They'll tell us what happens. But anything like that is great. We still have the college games come through every August as well too. They're still going. They're still going strong. This year we have Bill Belichick, the coach from the Patriots. He's coaching North Carolina, and the college game now in August as well too. So there's lots of stuff going on.
And even for an Irish audience, London hosts a couple of games every year as well. So like that, I know it's not in Ireland, but it's still fairly accessible for the Irish audience. And that's kind of, you know, a reason why it's growing here as well.
Yeah, definitely. It's all having an impact. Like, you know, and the NFL are trying to sort of develop marketing globally. They have this year's Paris is going to be one of their places. They play Madrid there last year, ourselves here in Dublin. And then London has two or three games as well as Germany would have maybe two or three games as well too. So it's really ramping it up. And fortunately, Ireland's one of the sort of the key ones that they're looking at. And there's a lot of interest now in that.
Good stuff. Dylan, tonight, Super Bowl Sunday, a night you look forward to every year, I'm sure. Tonight is the Seattle Seahawks against the New England Patriots. You have a wee shindig every year for a watch-along, is that right?
We do indeed. Tonight we're hosting our annual Super Bowl party. It's definitely going to be a good night of crack. There's going to be pizza, there's pool, there's darts, and obviously you get to celebrate it with the Northwest only American football team as well.
And can people still put their name down for
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. You can definitely, if you're interested in attending, I would reach out to our social media pages on Facebook. We can be found as Northwest Vipers. Our TikTok and Instagram are at Northwest Vipers, or you can contact us through our website using the link northwestvipers.com/contact.
Paul, in terms of tonight's game, as a head coach, do you have any insight into maybe a wee prediction for the game? I don't follow it too much myself, to be honest, but maybe you have a wee bit of expert insider advice on what way it'll go.
Well, thanks for referring me as an expert, Mark. I'll take that as a good thing. Obviously, I'll give you the diplomatic sort of version. As you know, it's as long as it's a good game. As long as it's a good game, my head says Seattle Seahawks. They're the team, although they're both the sort of the top two seeds from each conference. I think the Seahawks sort of are pushing ahead. Like, you know, I'd be surprised to see if they don't win. But like anything on the day, small things could become big things. Mahomes there last year, he just didn't perform, and the Eagles came through in the end up. So could be the same tonight. We'll see.
There was a big battle between these two teams in the Super Bowl about 10 years ago, wasn't there? 2015, 2016? The last time the two met the Super Bowl, wasn't it?
I think it was. I'm too young to remember that that long back, Mark, obviously. Like, you know, but yeah, I think there was, and it was very close. The Seahawks came out, didn't they?
Yeah, so the Seahawks were victorious through. It was in the fourth quarter of the game, was the last drive, and Tom Brady lined up, Russell Wilson, he was the Seahawks quarterback at the time. He lined up to throw a pass in the 1 yard line. Very controversial call to this day, but throwing the ball there, and the Patriots ended up intercepting the football and ending the game.
And they won it.
And they won the Super Bowl then.
Bit of revenge tonight then, maybe.
Yeah, hope. Well, we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah. So just finally, back to the Vipers. We mentioned earlier that the new season's almost upon us. Paul, taking over now, it'll be your first season in charge. What are some of the main aims for this year?
The main aims is, first and foremost, we're trying to refine the fun and the whole thing. You know, so it's having a bit of crack. It's sort of fighting along your brother on the field, off the field. We're just trying to sort of turn the corner again, get back to where we were before. Our defense would have been really, really strong in the past, as was our offense. We're just at a rebuilding stage. But listen, we're not going to put too much pressure on ourselves, but I'm confident we'll do well this year. That's the main thing.
That's it. Well, good stuff. Thank you very much for popping into us, Dylan Coyle and Paul O'Donnell. Enjoy the Super Bowl tonight and best of luck with the new season. Those social media channels, just in case anybody wants to get involved again. Dylan, do you want to give them a mention again?
Yeah, so you can find us online at Northwest Vipers on Facebook, Instagram and TikTok. And if you want to contact us, you can do so through northwestvipers.com/contact.
Great stuff, boys. Enjoy the Super Bowl party. Sounds very fun. I might pop along myself. You never know. And best of luck with the season ahead. Thanks for popping in.
Cheers. Thank you. Cheers.